back at it now. You know, it's been raining some, but man, it was a dry year. And those are the kind of years when I go back and think about what I did to fix my basement. I mean, my house that I lived in for years and years was just damp and musty all the time. And you know, Michigan can get, and it was a block foundation. Not a Michigan basement, as they call it, a block foundation, right? And finally, I decided to get it done, and man, it changed everything. Changed everything. Foundation repair, waterproofing, changed everything. Joining me is Troy Miller, owner of Bluebird CFW. They do foundation repair and waterproofing, and they're changing lives every day for Michigan homeowners. Troy, good to have you back.
Morning, Steve.
Obviously, it's been a very dry year. That's a good time to react and get some things done. But the rain has started again. In my experience, Troy, is that October can be a very wet month in Michigan, certainly by the time we get to the end of the month. And that means, well, there'd be trouble. So what do you see this time of year as the rain begins?
I see a lot of homeowners that what would help is to have them take a look at their downspouts, make sure that everything's connected. Check their gutters, make sure the leaves that are starting to fall are keeping clean, because those gutters stay full of water, can be full of leaves, and the water comes over it and comes down to the foundation, and then you're going to be calling me because you have water in your basement. And then, yeah, there's a lot of things that we're going to call on that are, you know, sump pump failures. So, you know, if you get a chance, go take a look at your sump pump, maybe run it a couple times, make sure everything's running. But those are really the main phone calls we get in the October season.
Right. So I had a system, and I know you do this. The system put in for me was an emergency backup. And the reason being is when I'm on the road, which is a fair amount of time, you know, you're gone, you do what you leave for Thanksgiving. You don't want to sit there and look at the weather map on your phone and say, my gosh, it's really raining at home. I hope my sump pump's working. That's no place to be, now is it?
Nope. When we have, you know, backup battery systems, we also have a capability now that will send a warning to your phone, since everything's by phone now. And as long as the internet service works in the area you're at, just in case you didn't lose power or something, your phone will actually tell you, hey, you know, you've lost power. You're now working off your backup battery. And it also gives homeowners warning, like, you know, if there's no storm, hey, your sump pump's, something's wrong. And it lets them know that, too.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to know. And it comes right to my smartphone. I guess, you know, these things do have a value. It took me a while. There it is, Troy. I figured out cell phones are good. Took me a while, but there it is. So if you get a warning on your phone, then you can call somebody and say, look, there's something wrong with the sump pump. And how soon does that activate? When does that send you the message? That's a pretty cool system.
Within seconds of power loss to the house. As soon as the system reads, okay, we've lost power to the outlet, it will send a warning to your phone. And then, like I said, you have a backup battery, so you have some time to get back to the house or have somebody go check on the house and see what's going on.
This is good news. All right, so back to the part that I talk about. When you come in and you find a block basement like I had that's just damp most of the year, you know, there'll be a couple of times that it gets a little drier, but they never quite dry out in most years. And then when they start to get that way, then we get rain. And then the next thing you know, it's just damp again. It's awful. You know, you can't put anything down there. It rusts everything. You know, if you've got wood down there, it'll end up rotting. And over, I mean, I witnessed all this over time. So you can change people's lives by waterproofing a basement, can't you?
Correct. Yeah, it's also, I mean, yeah, you lose your personal items, but the other thing is your health. Getting a basement waterproofed and taken care of will help your health. Same thing with a crawl space. If your crawl space is consistently wet or your basement's consistently wet, you're going to breathe things you don't want to breathe. You could get mold. There's no rare possibility, but there's also a likely chance of it happening with moisture sitting in your basement. So it's also for personalizing, but also your health, to have your basement taken care of.
Yeah, about your health. Tell me about that, because what else can you do? Okay, so you come in, you waterproof your basement, but you can put in big dehumidifiers. You can put in air cleaning systems. There's all sorts of things you can do to make your house that much cleaner, nicer, and healthier, right?
Correct. It's a dehumidifier after doing the encapsulation in a crawl space or even in the basement. A dehumidifier is huge because it's such a big spot and you have no airflow. You really need to have a dehu to help circulate the air in there and capture any moisture that may be sitting on the floor or up in the floor joists.
Right. Good stuff. Troy Miller here. He owns Bluebird CFW. It's foundation repair. It's waterproofing. It's turning your home into a place that you enjoy going again and maybe making your basement even more usable. Troy, how do people get a hold of you?
We can be reached at bluebirdcfw.com. Or 517-706-1399.
And do it one more time.
Bluebirdcfw.com or the cell phone or the number is 517-706-1399.
Troy Miller, thank you so much for being here. Greatly appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Troy Miller, Bluebird CFW. I'm telling you guys, this changes your home. It does. Coming home to that musty smell all the time and so on and so forth, it's just horrid. It's just horrid. So when you can finally get rid of that, man, it is a new world. A new world, I'm telling you. Trust me on this one. All right. Kalamazoo says it's okay to pee in public. But the state doesn't think that's such a good idea. Public urination should be a crime. What do you say? Let me know what you think. And always check out SteveGruber.com, SteveGruber.com. I'll be right back.